Okay, so it's Mary from Subculture. I'm at the House of Vans. It's right underneath Waterloo Station, so please excuse any rattling of any trains that are going on overhead. And I'm here to meet with all of Sunset Sons and find out a bit more about the band. So first of all, it's good to meet you all. Could you introduce yourselves and tell us a bit more about the band and how you all came to be together?
Okay, I'll go first. Well, we can do all of us.
Yeah.
Yep. We'll introduce first. I'm Pete, okay. I play bass.
I'm Jed and I play the drums.
I'm Rob, I play guitar.
I'm Rory, I do keys and vocals.
Okay. I basically met Rory first. I was travelling around kind of Europe, teaching surfing and stuff, and just bumming about, living in my van. And a friend of mine opened a bar in a place called Hossegon in the south of France. Mm-hmm. And I went to visit him, and the night I went, Rory was playing the piano and singing a few tunes for like a burrito or something.
And beer.
A burrito and beer. and afterwards we just got chatting and just basically, just like, I guess like what you do, just have a drink and decide we're going to make a band.
Okay.
That was the start of it, really.
So the first time you met was in France? None of you knew each other beforehand?
No. We all met in one town in France.
Okay. In one bar.
In one bar next to the beach.
Okay. Perfect. And you're here in House of Vans ahead of a special gig that you're playing. There'll be a couple of hundred fans here tomorrow night.
Hope so,
And it's quite a small, intimate setting. I've seen you a couple of times. I've seen you do one big festival and one quite small night up in London.
Okay, cool.
Which one do you prefer, like the big festival affairs or...?
Which festival and which...
I was at the Isle of Wight.
Oh, that was pretty good.
That was fun. That was the start of our festival season.
Yeah. And I saw you at Scala as well in London.
Oh, nice.
Scala was also good.
Yeah. Scala's about the same size as here, actually.
Yeah.
It all depends on the crowd. You can have...
Nothing's better than the big festival crowd, so...
No. Nothing's
that
better.
That was pretty good.
But if you have a big festival crowd and no one's interested,
yeah.
And then you have, say, 800 people who love what you're doing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it kind of differs. Like, we've had... I mean, to be honest, the festivals have been amazing, like Pete said. But you get an intimate crowd where people want to see you.
Okay.
You know, we're playing, so if they're gonna come to see us if they stick around. So
all gigs are good gigs.
Yeah.
For sure. Walking out on a big stage doesn't get old.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think it will get old.
Yeah. Yeah, it must be an amazing feeling actually.
It really is.
And on your Instagram, I noticed there's a picture with a couple of you snoozing in a truck somewhere.
Oh, that was me and Rory.
That was So I mean, what's the worst kind of part of being on tour and being trucked around all over the place?
Not being able to snooze is worse than snoozing.
Having to get up early and get in the van and drive a long distance.
Yeah.
I took that photo of them two, actually. It was really funny because they'd just been bickering about something. you know, the occasion of the odd argument about mundane, boring shit. And I just thought it was really funny because all of a sudden it just stopped and I turned around and looked so cute and peaceful together.
Holding hands.
Is there anything else that you miss about the home comforts, though?
Not yes and no, but to be honest, like, so before it kind of, it's really been, like, the last year has been crazy, and just kind of when we first got signed, it was, things were slow starting a little bit. We were doing gigs here and there, and I was just eager for it to kind of kick off.
Yeah.
And then when it did, you don't see home anymore.
Okay.
So I really enjoy the kind of craziness and the hecticness. I'm sure I complain more than most when it's kind of like, I just want to sleep, but it's a lot of fun.
And what are the parts of it that do make all the jet lag and everything worthwhile?
The gigs, man.
The gigs. Walking just out onto the stage. Yeah, the gig,
it's weird, sometimes you think, I've just spent 24 hours, no, we went to Valencia the other day, we went to Spain for a day to play for 45 minutes at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was thinking, fuck's sake.
We landed at like 8 o'clock at night and flew out at 9 o'clock the next night
like
and played a gig
and thinking, you know, just you have like a moment like when you think, really? And then we walked on and it was I keep saying it, or I keep thinking it, every show we do, every summer you come off and think that's the best one we've done because we've just been getting better and better.
Yeah.
And then you're like, it's all worth it. Like 30 seconds in the first song, you're like, oh, that's exactly what I'm doing.
It was the first time we played in Spain as well. The Spanish fans, they've got a lot of passion.
Mm-hmm. We didn't know it was going to be like playing at 2 o'clock in the morning, but we walked on stage and there was people pouring in the door still at 2 in the morning.
Turns out at 2 o'clock in the morning, that's when they're just getting going.
Yeah, it's the best time.
And your new single has just come out recently, She Wants. So one of the lyrics is obviously all about should have beens. I'm just wondering, life's all about different decisions that you make. So if you hadn't been doing this all together, what were your should have beens or could have beens?
A builder.
Okay, building houses, anything?
Just a general multi-purpose builder.
Okay, perfect.
Rob's a big fan of manual labour, where I think it's a Spaniard.
So you're not going with the doctor or the lawyer? You're builder? Okay.
No.
Okay. So anyone else have any
interest in? Should have been.
I used to be professionally on holidays. I used to work 3 months a year and then just take the rest of the year off.
So you should have been a tourist?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Anyone else?
Pot washer? Should have been a pot washer.
Rory,
still one of, Rory was a dish picker.
Yeah. Still one of the best jobs I've ever had.
Yeah.
That was good.
It's quite rewarding.
Okay. It was very rewarding.
When you see every pot perfectly clean.
Yeah.
I did that job like twice. I don't know where you were.
What, two nights?
I did two nights once.
I had two nights off. I needed two nights off.
I owed Woody some money myself and I was absolutely skinned. But you can just do two nights washing dishes if you want.
Well, how good is that? That you could actually do that? You know when they're like, you have to wash the dishes if you can't pay the bill. If you couldn't pay the bill, like, Pete's cousin would actually give you a job and just be like, you can work your bill.
You can work your tab off.
Fantastic.
His bar didn't earn very much money.
Great day. It does.
And that single is obviously off your new EP, She Wants. The artwork for that is excellent as well. Hopefully no sharks got harmed in that photo.
No sharks got harmed.
Okay.
So the chick did.
There was a big, I don't know if you saw it, but there was a shark attack in the professional surfing thing like the week before.
Yeah.
And we come up with that idea like 2 weeks before that.
Oh, so your thing preceded that?
Yeah.
Okay.
But then
we already had it. It was all good to go and we're like, oh no.
We're like, is it in bad taste? Is it too soon?
Sorry, mate.
Luckily he punched it in the back of the head, so it was fine.
Okay.
Yeah, luckily he survived, yeah.
Have any of you had any close shark encounters or anything like that?
I've seen one once when I was spearfishing, but that was about it.
Apparently when you see bait fish, like they're attracted to bait fish. And when I was in Oz, I was there for a year. It was early morning, and I saw these bait fish kind of like about 100 metres away. And they started kind of coming towards me and stuff. And normally it's kind of like they were like jumping out of the water, so you knew they're kind of being something was like around. And then I was surrounded by bait fish, and they were jumping on my board. And I was just like, didn't see a fin, but I was just like, there's definitely a shark here.
Apparently, you gotta start wearing one bigger than your forearm jumped out, isn't it?
You gotta start wearing when you're screaming, yes.
When you've got a shark bigger than your forearm?
No, like when fish bigger than your forearm start jumping out of the water,
really?
And then the size of the thing chasing them is big enough to get you.
That's when you get your camera out and do a selfie.
I'd be worried about any shark, to be honest. Well,
yeah. So that was the closest thing. I think I've been to them.
Okay.
All the locals were like, if you see bait fish, get out of the water. You're like, okay.
Okay, that's a good tip to remember.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's your fourth EP. Mm-hmm. And hopefully there's an album all the way soon.
Yeah, there is an album coming.
It's coming.
Any ideas of when it's coming?
We're just taking our time, we're lazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we're not really, it's...
beginning next year.
Early next year.
Okay, excellent.
It's just 80% there, it's not ready yet. We're not happy with it, so we're going to make sure it's right.
Yeah, okay. We've written a few more songs we need to record.
Yeah.
You've got to keep it, it's got to be perfect, isn't it?
And in the autumn this year, you're off on the road again with Imagine Dragons.
Yeah.
So you worked with them before?
No.
Have you seen them before?
Never met them. We spoke to the drummer on Twitter briefly. But we're really excited. Really excited.
It's quite a big honour actually to get asked to do something that's going to be on that kind of magnitude.
That's amazing.
We're pretty stoked.
Playing like 30 enormous domes.
Yeah. Is it not like 170,000 people in total?
Something
ridiculous.
Two nights at the O2, though.
And ahead of that, you've got a few more festivals coming up in the summer. So quite busy with things. Yeah,
we've got Reading, Leeds, Jersey Live.
Boardmasters this weekend.
Mm-hmm. And who do you like, sort of, what other bands do you like playing with? Is there anyone in particular that you would choose? I mean, if you were going out on your tour, who would you pick as your support act?
We had a support act called Zebra on the last tour. They're wicked.
They were quite good. They're really good.
Good boys, and they're great.
Really like those guys.
Take them again. When we're playing the Enorma Domes ourselves, we'll bring them along.
Yeah.
And there was a band, they missed the gig because they broke down. They were supporting us. I think it was a tour before that.
Oh, yeah. Haunt the Woods.
There's a band called Man Made who were great. Good guys. Mm-hmm.
They were good as well, yeah.
And Haunt the Woods, who we only played a couple of shows with.
Do you know they're opening the main stage at Boardmasters?
Oh, they're opening the main stage?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Well,
on the first day?
Oh, so we won't be there, apparently.
Maybe it's one of the days, they're opening the main stage anyway, which is quite
As our career has kind of thickened, the bands we've kind of had on tour with us have been brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fun. So, and obviously there's bands we'd love to tour with, Oasis, if they get back together, but we've become really good mates with the bands that we've been with, so.
Yeah, okay.
Get involved with those guys again.
And when you're not out being Sunset Suns, obviously you will like to surf, skateboard, but is there anything else?
It's a 24-hour job.
24/7. Anything else you do when you relax in or?
Obviously we were.
I built a couch out of pallets. And I spent like a couch, like what you sit on.
Yeah.
But I built it out of old pallets.
Okay.
And I spend a lot of time on that.
It's really
it's
good.
It's outside, it's on my terraces.
I just like getting on my scooter and just cruising around Hossigal. Pretend to be Italian. It's pretty good.
I just got my housemate got my scooter running, and me and Jed a little bit of a scooter bonding when we were back last year. Crap.
They called it a bike gang, but we didn't have it.
We're gonna get bikes.
It's just it's called scooter clubbing.
Scooter club.
And you're not a part of it, Pete.
Cool.
So when you do get time off, it sounds like quite a lot of fun actually being Sunset Suns.
Have a good time all the time. That's a rule.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. If there's anyone out there yet who hasn't heard your sound, how would you describe yourselves?
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Big. Rob, my favourite one's what you're saying.
It's like a musical lasso, you see. What we do
is... It reels everybody in.
We reel in people of all ages and genres and shapes and sizes, and they all just come together and everyone taps their foot.
Good stuff.
I'd like to get some feedback. We've had some people who... I met a guy like a couple of weeks ago who just likes grime.
Yeah.
But he likes us. And then we met a guy in Scotland who just likes heavy metal. Yeah. But he also likes us.
Okay.
Yeah. And they tell us that. They're like, I don't like any other music by this.
Yeah.
But I like you guys.
I feel like we're a great leveller.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Are there any other bands that you could compare yourselves to? Or
no.
No.
Not at all.
That's
don't want to go down that road.
No.
Yeah.
The Who. You're only going to
say... Yeah, you're only going to say we're a great band. You can't put yourself...
And just look like a bit dick, don't
you? Okay, well, thank you ever so much for taking the time to chat to us this morning.
Thank you.
Cool.
It's been really interesting finding out a bit more about you, and I hope your gigs and everything go well this summer.
Yeah. Are you're here tomorrow?
I'm not, because I've got a very early plane to catch on Friday morning.
So, yeah, I understand.
Yeah. But thank you ever so much.
Pleasure.
Thanks.